All right, ready for another deep dive? This time, we're getting into the world of wastewater and what it can tell us about how people behave during big events. This research paper, this one we're looking at today, focused on the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And the impact it had on pharmaceutical, and yet this illicit drug levels found in wastewater.
Yeah, it might sound a little bit strange, but wastewater is like a giant fingerprint of a community.
Right.
It reflects what people are consuming, both the legal and, well, the not so legal stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You might be thinking, why should I care about what's in wastewater? But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Understanding what goes down the drain helps us design better wastewater treatment plants.
Yeah.
And those plants are crucial for keeping our environment and even our drinking water safe.
Think of it this way. Wastewater treatment plants are like the unsung heroes of public health. They're working behind the scenes to protect us, and understanding what they're dealing with is essential. This study focused on a major city that, while it didn't actually host the Super Bowl, still saw a huge influx of tourists for the game.
Oh. Interesting. So even if the big game isn't in your backyard, the effects can still ripple out.
Exactly.
The researchers compared data from Super Bowl weekend to a typical weekend, tracking a wide range of compounds from everyday medications like Atenolol for blood pressure to illicit drugs like cocaine and methamphetamine.
They started by looking at the flow rate.
Okay.
Basically, how much water is entering the treatment plant. What's interesting is they saw a spike in flow in the hours leading up to the game, followed by a dip below normal during and right after.
Okay, that makes total sense. Picture this. Everyone's getting ready for the game, using the bathroom before kickoff, then they're glued to their TVs once the game starts.
Yeah, it's incredible how human behavior patterns, even something as mundane as using the bathroom, are reflected in the data. And more importantly, understanding these flow fluctuations is vital for designing treatment plants that can handle those surges.
Oh, that's a good point. So this is where the concept of mass loading rate comes in. The study tracked this rate for various pharmaceuticals, which tells us how much of each substance is entering the system over time. It's not just about the concentration, but the total amount.
Exactly. One drug that really stood out was Atenolol. It showed much larger spikes compared to other medications.
Is that because of how often people take it?
You ought it. Atenolol is usually taken once a day, whereas other medications might be taken multiple times. So we see these concentrated peaks in the data rather than a steady level throughout the day. It's a fascinating insight into how medication dosing schedules play out in wastewater.
I never would have thought about that. It's like a hidden layer of information. Speaking of hidden layers, this study also found illicit drugs in the wastewater. No surprise there, I guess.
Not really. No, methamphetamine and cocaine were the most prevalent. And that has to do with how much of those drugs we actually excrete compared to something like heroin, which showed up in much lower amounts.
So even the way our bodies process drugs influences what we can detect in wastewater. But here's the part that really caught my attention. Cocaine levels were noticeably higher on Super Bowl weekend compared to the normal week.
Oh, that's interesting. It raises the question, is there a connection between large sporting events and increased recreational drug use? And if so, what are the implications for public health?
Right. Could it be that people who don't normally use cocaine end up trying it during these kinds of gatherings? Or maybe regular users increase their consumption?
Those are great questions, and this study unfortunately can't definitively answer them. However, it does highlight the potential for wastewater to shed light on these trends. Maybe future research could compare data from Super Bowl cities to other locations to see if there's a broader pattern.
It really makes you wonder, what other connections might we find if we dig deeper into this kind of data? I mean, if it's a single event like the Super Bowl can cause a noticeable spike in cocaine levels, what about other holidays or large gatherings?
That's what makes wastewater epidemiology so fascinating. It's a relatively new field, but it has the potential to reveal all sorts of hidden trends about human behavior. Imagine being able to track the spread of diseases, monitor the effectiveness of public health campaigns, or even see the impact of new policies in real time just by analyzing wastewater.
Yeah, it's like having a pulse on the health and habits of an entire community.
Precisely. But let's not forget about the environmental side of things. This study also looked at how well the treatment plant removed these pharmaceuticals and illicit drugs. After all, we want to make sure these substances aren't ending up back in the environment, potentially contaminating our water sources.
Right. So how did the treatment plant do?
Well, the good news is that it was pretty effective at removing most of the substances, especially the illicit drugs. It seems that conventional treatment processes can handle those pretty well, which is reassuring.
Okay, that is a relief.
Oh.
What about the medication?
Some medications, like Atenolol and Primethoprim, were also removed quite effectively. Those are more easily broken down by the biological processes in the treatment plant. However, other substances prove to be more stubborn.
You're talking about sulfamethoxazole, the antibiotic, right? The study mentioned that it wasn't removed as effectively.
Exactly. Sulfamethoxazole and some other compounds are more resistant to conventional treatment methods. They can slip through the cracks and end up in rivers, lakes, or even groundwater, posing a potential risk to aquatic life and ultimately human health.
So it's a mixed bag. Some things are easily removed, others not so much. That seems like a tricky problem to solve.
It definitely presents a challenge. It highlights the need for ongoing research and development of new treatment technologies that can effectively remove these more persistent contaminants. We need to stay one step ahead, especially with new pharmaceuticals and personal care products constantly entering the market.
And maybe we also need to rethink how we use and dispose of certain products in the first place. If we can reduce the amount of these substances entering the wastewater stream, it would make the treatment process that much easier.
Absolutely. This study underscores the interconnectedness of human behavior, wastewater treatment, and environmental health. It's a reminder that what we flush down the toilet or pour down the drain doesn't just disappear. It has the potential to impact the environment and even come back to affect us.
It's a powerful message.
Yeah.
This deep dive has definitely made me more aware of my own actions and the potential consequences. I mean, I never really gave much thought to what happened after I flushed the toilet.
But that's the beauty of these deep dives, isn't it? They challenge our assumptions, open our eyes to new perspectives, and hopefully inspire us to make more informed choices.
I couldn't agree more. This study has been a real eye-opener.
Yeah.
It really is amazing to think that something we usually flush away without a second thought can hold so much information about us, our behaviors, and even the health of our communities.
Yeah, and we've only just scratched the surface of what wastewater can tell us. As technology advances and our understanding of this field grows, who knows what other secrets we'll uncover.
This whole deep dive has been fascinating. It's made me think about the Super Bowl in a completely different light. It's not just about the game anymore. It's about the ripple effects, the impact on our environment, the traces we leave behind.
And that's what I hope listeners take away from this, a heightened awareness of the connections between our actions and the world around us. Even seemingly small choices, like what medications we take or how we dispose of household products, can have far-reaching consequences.
So to wrap things up, what's the main takeaway from all this?
Wastewater is more than just waste. It's a valuable resource, a reflection of our lives, and a potential goldmine of information. By studying it carefully, we can gain insights into public health human behavior and the effectiveness of our environmental protection efforts.
And who knows, maybe one day we'll be able to use wastewater to predict trends, prevent disease outbreaks, and create even more sustainable communities.
The possibilities are endless.
Well, thanks for diving deep with us. Hopefully this has given you a whole new perspective on what goes down the drain, why it matters. Until next time.